And let me just explain how to fix the starting conditions in the homework. So for the positions, there is really no problem. You start the configuration as exactly as you did in the Monte Carlo simulation, in the sense that you choose the position of all particles randomly inside the box. The box has width L, and so you just consider coordinates L times a random number distributed between 0 and 1. So this is very easy. Instead, the calculation, the determination of the starting configuration for the velocity is a little bit more tricky, because there are two requirements. First, we should ensure that the total momentum is 0. This condition must be exactly satisfied by our velocities at the beginning, and then we know that the Verlet dynamics guarantees that this condition is satisfied at any successive time. Second, we would like to have a velocity distribution such that the temperature is approximately fixed to the condition of the homework. And in the homework, we want to have an average kinetic energy per particle, which is equal to 1 in reduced units, which means that the reduced temperature should be approximately 2/3. So we want to choose the starting configuration so that the reduced temperature is approximately 2/3. We cannot obtain that exactly because temperature is a dynamic observable in molecular dynamics, so it's a quantity that we don't have any control on, but we can try to fix the total energy of the system in such a way to obtain a result which is closed to 2/3 for the reduced temperature. So what is the idea? The idea is that we first generate for each particle velocities randomly, for instance, between -1/2 and +1/2. Simply generating a random number between 0 and 1 and subtracting 0.5. Then we compute the center of mass velocity, and we fix the center of mass velocity equal to 0, just subtracting to each velocity 1 divided by n of the total velocity that we have computed. So Vx is the sum of all velocities, and we just subtract 1 over n divided by Vx. Vx divided by n is the center of mass velocity. So using this subtraction, we ensure that the total momentum is exactly 0. So after this transformation, we have ensured condition A. Now we would like to have, satisfy a second condition, that the kinetic energy per particle is 3/2 the initial temperature. In our case, it's 1, so 3/2 nT is n. So what we do, we simply rescale the velocities by constant alpha, and we fix alpha in such a way to obtain the desired condition. So the meaning is the following. So we define a variable V prime, which is equal to alpha VI. VI are the velocities that we have obtained in the previous step. We require that the kinetic energy in terms of the velocities V prime is equal to 1 times n in our case. So it's n because we fix the initial temperature equal to 2/3. This gives you an equation for alpha square. So alpha square is obtained by computing 3n, the first, the desired temperature, initial temperature, divided by the sum of the square of the velocities, which have been obtained at step D. So in this way, we obtain new velocities V prime that satisfy also the second condition. Then the homework says, implement a velocity update scheme with delta T equal 0.002 and stop at T equal 1, which means I think you do 500 steps. After 500 steps, you save your velocities. You should check that your velocity still satisfies the first condition, the total momentum is zero, so the total velocity should still be zero within the precision, within the floating point precision. But then you will immediately realize that the sum of the kinetic energy is no longer one, will be a different number. So you repeat the procedure D. So you introduce a new rescaling factor alpha, and you use alpha to rescale the velocity so that after this step, the total kinetic energy is one. Once you have done that, you save this configuration on disk. And all simulations in the homework should all start from this configuration. It's important that in all these checks, you start always from the same configuration in such a way that you have a system which always belongs to the same microcanonical surface. The total energy of the system is always the same. So you save this configuration, and then you go on discussing A, B, C, D, and all the successive points on the